of you are familiar with the name Mel Kay. Now, show of hands, who has not heard of Mel Kay? Who's not heard of Mel Kay? Oh, you, sir, with the beard, you need to subscribe to the Mel Kay Show. Mel is phenomenal. Let me just kind of sell you on the dream here. She understands what's going on with our currency, election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, how it all connects to the World Economic Forum, the Club of Rome, how it all fits together, the NGOs, the whole map. She's got it figured out, and she's here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet the host of the Mel Kay Show, Mel Kay! There she is!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Wow. Thank you for coming out. I know that there was a lot of talk out there trying to get people to not come out today, but we are Americans, and we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we show up. So I'm happy to see everyone here. It's a, you should all be very proud of yourselves. I don't know why we are still dealing with a press that is complicit in the controlled demolition of the United States of America, and why they think that this will not catch up with them, because it absolutely will. But I want everyone to know that what is going on with our media, especially also social media, has to be really understood as cognitive warfare. It is an actual military term about confusing people, creating chaos in your brain, and turning people into, as NATO would say themselves, that the people become the weapons. And that is what is happening. And we need to realize that this is not new. So a lot of people think that the media became fake news media in the last decade, but that isn't true. And one of the architects of all of this, and why we are at this precipice of nearly losing our nation and our freedom, said this. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Times Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and the world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries." That was Rockefeller in 1991. So everything that we've been talking about with the Great Reset and all of that has been going on for decades. It's just unfortunate because a lot of people in those decades had pointed to 2020, which then changed to 2021, which is now, because it was disrupted in 2016, turned into something called Agenda 2030. But we are not going to allow them to take over our nation or any other nation in the world. And I will tell you one thing. When Donald Trump says to us, "They're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way," I'm going to tell you, as American citizens, you have to understand, they are not after America. They are after the world, and America is in the way. And that is why they want to take us down from within, and that is why they are dividing us and slicing and dicing us. And I have to tell you, the more the factions that they create, what gets harder? Uniting. And I have to tell you, because a lot of people don't know this, but we have a real problem in D.C. with what a lot of people, including myself, consider to be a uniparty. I do not think that there is a left or right or a Republican or Democrat system functioning at all. Frankly, I think the entire D.C. is a captured entity that has already been taken over by the globalists. But we don't always hear about when this happened. But I will tell you that from the very beginning, George Washington himself, in his farewell address, which I suggest everyone look up George Washington's farewell address when you can, he warned about three things. One was the Union breaking apart and there being factions of different states or different regions that would forget that our strength was being united as the United States. The second thing was he advised strongly against political parties. A lot of people don't know that. George Washington was imploring them to not install any kind of situation where there would be political parties. His reasoning was exactly where we are now. He said that if we had two parties that were separate, eventually those two parties would only be fighting each other and the American people would be completely left out. And that is exactly what happened. And third, he said, never to allow any foreign influence into the borders of the United States. For the United States to remain neutral to the world and be in a complementary and cooperative state with the rest of the world, but have nobody in and not influence outside. And as you can see, the foreign policy of the United States of America has really been exactly what we the people never ever would have agreed to had they been honest with us from the start. I do want to, I do this a lot because I like to remind people of where we are and how we got here. So I do read this at most of my speeches, and I'm going to do it again because it's really important. Probably our greatest president in the past said something that we all should heed today even more than then, because we are in the same place and nothing has changed. He said, if you're awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into building a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlines. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. Its expenditures are questioned. No rumor is printed, no secret exposed. That was JFK in 1961. And JFK started this fight, and we, the people of the United States and Donald Trump, are going to finish it. And that is what we have to know, and that is what we have to do. I want to say that a lot of people think that the coup against the United States happened in the last 7 years. I will tell you something. The coup against the United States started in 1963 when they shot JFK in front of all of us. That was a message to the United States and to we the people and to people all over the world that our country had been captured. It had been captured by people that sought to destroy us. Those same people started something which I believe was the first initial coup, which was the Federal Reserve being established against the Constitution and our rights in 1912 and 13. And we are still dealing with that to this point. But a lot of people talk about, as JFK described, who are they? Who are they, right? Who are they? If I say that our country is captured by an oligarch, billionaire, elitist, globalist regime, who are they? And that is why I bring an amazing presentation and slide by a great person out there, Ian Davis. You should look him up. In This Together is his website. And he has this slide that I use on here because it's the best of the best out there. And you should definitely look him up. So if you want to know who they are, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown. But this isn't for me to tell you. This is for you to tell your friends. Because we're at the solution point. The time to act passed. The time to act really rapidly is now. So if you do not know your enemy, you cannot survive and you will not win. We need to know what happened to this nation exactly. And I believe this is what happened to our nation, and this is really who they are. And this would include they in terms of all of the wars on this planet right now, including what just happened in Israel. At the bottom is the public. That is me and you. And guess what? That's also everyone. Muslim, Christian, Jewish, gay, straight, black, white, Asian, Indian. Doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't care at all. They just care that we fight each other. and we do not see them, and they will do whatever they have to do to make sure that we never unite under the one thing that matters the most, which is freedom. Number two, obviously, are the propagandist hybrid warfare specialists. It is called information war. It is called cognitive warfare. It is a plan. It is a plot. It is not new. And our media is complicit in the war on our minds and our hearts and our families and our friends. And they know that they're complicit. And then they brought in this whole thing when they lost control called fact checkers. Totally fraudulent. Thank God for the Twitter files and other things going on that they're being exposed finally. But anyone that watches me has known for a long time. If you see a fact check, you go read it. Because there's something in that fact check they don't want you to know. And you'll see that they go around in circles. I also want you to know that there's a lot of advancements in neurobiology, biometrics, biodata. A lot of stuff going on that is reading your actions and your behavior. And I know that we learned that, you know, joining Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Googling stuff was a way to connect us. I would say that it's the opposite. What has happened with social media is people become more isolated, more lonely, and more stuck in their own heads rather than interacting as humans are supposed to with one another in real life. And we really need to change that big time. Above them, sadly enough, this is what you need to know, is our government. Our government, which includes civil service, all of the agencies, the military, local governments, state governments, are all the way down here, okay? And this is in your neighborhoods and your towns and everywhere that you live, and I'm gonna get into that and what we can do about it towards the end. On the other side are people we didn't really think about till the pandemic hit. Those are the agencies that control science and health and behavior and all of that. Well, they work together with the governments to perpetuate panic and fear and anxiety. And they spend billions of dollars doing all kinds of studies and all of this. And yet health hasn't seemed to improve so much. And yet, you know what has improved? Depression, addiction, diseases, immunodiseases, all of this stuff that they were actually supposed to be working on for the last 50 plus years. So we have to put this all together, because as I go up, you're going to realize our country was captured a long time ago, and both these parties that we keep giving deference to are facilitators and enablers for the people that control them. Above them are the policy distributors. These are the people that then tell us what to do because, I don't know, they have no authority, but we have been propagandized to believe that they do. And they are, of course, the United Nations, the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on humanity in the last 55, 75 years. The United Nations has got to go. Number two, the IMF. If you're not familiar with the International Monetary Fund, there's a great book I recommend as a primer called Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. The IMF is a big problem of what's happening right now in the world. If you think that they're going to tell me that they need $600 billion to rebuild a broken Ukraine when it was bankrupt before, you can tell me that we could have clean energy, water, internet, electricity, thriving communities on every piece of this planet, because we can. All of Africa could be filled with farms and industry and manufacturing. All of South America, all of the Middle East, the entire world could be thriving and prosperous and creating and feeding and healthy. It's not because they don't want it to be. Between the IMF and the UN, they've been saying for decades that they're putting money into developing nations. Well, I ask you, why are they not developing? If we have the technology and we have the ability to make the Saharan Desert free-flowing with water and vegetation, why isn't it? And that's what we have to keep remembering. We are all in this together. It is America that stands in the way. You have to fight for the rest of the world now. This is not about us. This is about humanity. It is that important. Next to them are the IPCC. These are the geniuses behind the climate change nonsense. I hope all of you just saw Bill Gates in an interview. He must be getting scared or something. He said that there is no climate emergency and the planet's going to be fine after they've taken billions of dollars of our taxpayer money over total fraud. But the IPCC is connected to the UN, of course. But they also are connected to something called the Club of Rome, which put out something that was fraudulent called the Limits of Growth, which said that all climate problems, climate change, climate warming, whatever, climate boiling now, they're so crazy, was caused by humans. This is a fraud and a lie. Do you want to know who's causing anything that's going wrong with our climate or our atmosphere or our biosphere or our water or our land? It's the partners of the public-private partnership of the World Economic Forum. And then they want us to give them money to clean up their messes that they're creating with their warfare and their bio-warfare and their spray in the skies. And then they say, no, we're not doing that. It's you, the humans. It's not the humans. God made a perfect planet. And if they would leave it alone, it has its own immune system, just like we do. Next to them, of course, are our favorites in the last few years, the communist-run World Health Organization. The fact that the World Health Organization has an international treaty that they expect all nations to drop our own borders, security, our own sovereignty, the minute that they call a pandemic is really ridiculous, and that's pretty much what George Washington told us to avoid at all costs. But I will tell you something, that they have changed the definition of pandemic over there at the World Health Organization, and now it includes not just pandemics, but also gun violence, social injustices of different kinds. It includes climate change, of course, and it includes a whole new array of things. So what they would like us to do is when the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the World Health Organization declare a global pandemic, that we then go to the World Health Organization, cede our nation's sovereignty and know-how, and go by their rules. They saw it happen during COVID. They think it will happen again, and they are wrong, because it's never going to happen again. The next thing, this is amazing, because a lot of us gave money all our lives. You know, these people, especially the United Nations, use our empathy and our compassion and our love of man and our love of our children and our families and everything that is good about humans as weapons against us. They take our empathy and they get us going and they show us things and then they say, well, this is how we're gonna do it and you'll feel better about yourself because you were on the right side. No, we weren't on the right side if we were following them. But I will tell you, a lot of these philanthropies, as you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Fund, a lot of these huge Human Rights Campaign, Arabella Partners that funds a lot of them, Tides, Carnegie. There's all these different philanthropies out there, but they don't tell you that they're really influencing our government and politics, all out of line. And I would love to also have anyone that is donating any money to anything before you donate 1 cent, go look at the whoever's running it, then go look on influencewatch.org at who the donors are, and I will tell you, it is my feeling that we have 10 billionaires in America, basically, that are involved with the globalists, that are running this nation, and they are running almost every single philanthropy as well. You go look at the donors before you think something is good, you make sure, and you follow that money, and that money will lead you to the top of this picture, and you will realize that we have all been played, and that our money is ours, and we are the best to direct it ourselves. Next is the global corporations. That would be the global public-private partnership of the World Economic Forum and their stakeholders. Many of you might have heard this, but I will reiterate it again. About 6 months before COVID, Larry Fink of BlackRock, and most of you know now that watch us, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and a couple other people own America, basically. BlackRock also happens to be Larry Fink on the board of the World Economic Forum, one of the architects of the Great Reset, the ESG score. Also, BlackRock somehow is the only financial institution that can run freely and do their own thing in CCP China. He's also on the Council of Foreign Relations Board. But anyway, he had a big meeting 6 months before COVID. Shortly after, I believe, BlackRock picked Joe Biden to be the front man for the globalists. But I will tell you that he had a meeting with all the bankers, including the Fed, a lot of the CEOs and board members of multinational corporations he controls, and he said something like this. We have to go direct. His whole speech was about going direct. If you go read that speech and then you see what happened after and then the roll-in of the pandemic and then BlackRock's behavior since and all of their different connected companies buying up our land and our real estate and our, you know, everything that they're doing with the social engineering and the ESG scores, what he meant by going direct was that he was going to, that the corporations and banks were going to get together and skip the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and go directly to the people to change our behavior, to enslave us by corporate. Okay, that's called fascism, actual fascism. And Larry Fink did not hide this. And he went right on ahead and threatened everyone if they didn't follow the ESG score and start that. What you also don't know is these same multinational corporations, along with Bloomberg and Kerry and all of these people got together. And they also decided that they were gonna start something new called a natural asset class. What is a natural asset class? Well, these people have decided, without any authority, without the we the people of the United States knowing it, that they would basically seize all natural resources on planet Earth, that is land, water, air, cyberspace, humans, animals, matter, all of it, and start a new type of Wall Street where they controlled the natural resources with their globalist public-private partners at the World Economic Forum, and that we, humanity, would then have to rent God's resources from them in some kind of model that they would control. They announced this at the COP27 conference. I ask all of you to look up natural asset class. You can put Bloomberg's name there. You will see exactly what I'm talking about. Again, they are not God. They will never be gods, and they will not win. But you have to understand the takeover of humanity is massive, and we, the people, are the people to stop this. And there's ways, but we'll get there. Last are the NGOs. These are non-government organizations. There are a lot of them. I mentioned a couple of them in my philanthropy talk, but there are a lot of them. No taxpayer dollars should be going to non-government organizations. They should have to raise their own money. And we are paying for a lot of them, and a lot of them are fomenting a lot of hate around the world, because what you're not told is that every color revolution, every single thing that's happened, including in Israel right now and in Ukraine and in America, is funded, precipitated, orchestrated, and organized by non-government organizations. Many of them are also in bed with the CIA and a lot of the intel agencies. And what they do and what they've done in America, because I believe we've been in a color revolution since Donald Trump came down the escalator, is they go and they find groups and they fund them, and the non-government organizations come in like they're helping people across the border. And they make sure that they come in and they make sure that they organize and they make sure that they're angry and they're full of toxic energy and toxic hate, and that they go out there and they blame everyone, because they go in there and they reinforce through meetings and clubs and all kinds of things, along with this whole socialist and communist crew that's infiltrated a lot of these groups as well. And they victimhood them. They tell them that they are victims and that the perpetrator is their neighbor. And their perpetrator is their old friend or family member. And it's another layer of this. So all of those people, above them, obviously, the World Economic Forum and the Great Resetters, people should know that it really was Prince Charles, now King Charles, that announced the Great Reset. It was long planned. It is still being precipitated. It really ends up in being Agenda 2030, which I'll get into in a minute. The Council of Foreign Relations, which is why a lot of the media is complicit, because they really want to be members of the Council of Foreign Relations someday. But I would like to say that that will not be a good place to be at some point soon. Also, Club of Rome, they're behind the, as I said, they are behind the limits of growth. They are the perpetrators of the fraud that is climate emergency, climate change, and they are also the ones that are saying we should send trillions of dollars to the partners of the World Economic Forum to fix the climate that they're destroying. Next to them, Chatham House, which is the Council of Foreign Relations partner in the UK. A lot of people would say that maybe when we thought that we won the Revolutionary War, that a lot of the people that were on the side of England went back to the crown and then subverted our nation by coming through the banking system and through the institutions, and that the Council of Foreign Relations and Chatham House have always been working together. And then, of course, the architect and the funder of almost all of this, to begin with, would be the Rockefellers. And for some reason, I get called by the ADL and everyone, which is okay with me because it's a total lie, anti-Semitic for pointing out the Rockefellers' unbelievable influence over this nation and what has happened to this country in everything from the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, medical schooling, our education system. They also funded the United Nations, if you did not know that, and something called the Trilateral Commission, along with the Council of Foreign Relations, along with the Club of Rome, along with all of that. So we were not supposed to have an aristocracy or a monarchy in America, were we? Well, were the Rockefellers that? Is that what happened here? Because I'll tell you what, it really, really is amazing how much influence between David Rockefeller and his two acolytes, Henry Kissinger and Dick Brzezinski, that they have done to this planet. And sadly, in our name, with our money. So where are we now? You can go to my next slide. We are at something that the World Economic Forum has on their own website, so you can tell all those fake news media and all the complicit globalists that pretend to be in the Democratic Party that we know that this is your model right here. It's called global governance, okay? This is what it's called. It used to be called when George Bush, after another great person who warned us, a lot of people don't know that Ronald Reagan made a speech called A Time to Choose. A Time to Choose. And you know what he warned about? That there was no left or right and we were on our way to totalitarianism. And guess what? They tried to kill him too. And you know who walked in? George H.W. Bush walked in, walked onto the floor of the United Nations and announced that there would be a new world order run by the United Nations, and the United Nations was in partnership, without you knowing it, with the World Economic Forum and the international bankers. Because at the very top of that slide before, can you go back to the last slide? Are the real people that are running everything, including every war since World War I, if not before, and everything else. They would be the private Western central banks. And the bank on top of them, the Bank of International Settlements, which a lot of people point to as the Rothschild banking headquarters in Switzerland. Every war, including the wars right now, are financed by these people on both sides. Okay? So we continue to be manipulated and propagandized and all of this. I don't know if any of you have heard of something that happened shortly before. I think it was in 2000, a document came out by the Center for a New American Century that laid out Rumsfeld, I believe, Cheney, Kagan from NATO, Wolfowitz, a whole bunch of people, before 9/11, put out a document about the U.S. dominating the planet militarily. This document is worth a read now, because on the first page it says something about that they need some kind of Pearl Harbor to start, kick it off. Next thing you know, we are on a non-ending war, a war on a tactic called terror. And little did you know, right after that, we have 9/11 and then suddenly the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act must be repealed. It is the most dangerous thing that has ever happened to this country. And it is our ticket to global governance and totalitarian takeover. Can you go to the next slide now? Okay, so we got this is the global governance. And if you look around it, you can go to weforum.org. Everyone out there that's saying it's conspiracy theory, it's on their own website. So go check it out before they take it down or Google hides it. And it tells you everything you need to know. And look, they have a big section for anti-globalism. You know what that is? That's people that want national sovereignty. Because to these people, on their own websites, it says that the nation state is over. The nation state is over. Now, a lot of people don't know that Barack Obama, without telling any of you or me or any of the 300 million people in America, signed America up for something called Agenda 2030 and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Well, I call them the 17 Sustainable Development Goals to track, trace, surveillance, full, total end of freedom, slavery, and honestly, a technocracy and a digital control mechanism to control behavior and humans for the rest of time. And guess who it's sustainable for? The people on the black slide, because they are losing control, their financial model is broken, and they need a great reset, and we're not going to give it to them. At least the people in this room aren't. You can go to the next slide. And this is the problem. It's called Agenda 2030. And I know you're all being told that it's these great goals that will end poverty, it will make equality for all, they'll have clean water, clean air, no war, nothing else. You know what they're telling you? You will have no freedom, no free will, no privacy, nothing. You will all be cataloged all over the world, all 8 billion people, with a track and trace surveillance number and a digital ID on a blockchain that who controls? This is the problem. Everyone has to say, where is my data going? Who controls this global digital hell that they want to have with their sustainable development goals? Because it's all about track and trace surveillance, global digital ID, endless vaccination, no freedom, 15-minute cities, internet of body, internet of things. This is the end for humanity. It is a technocratic, totalitarian takeover. And it is scheduled for 2030. And Barack Obama signed up for it, and Joe Biden, because it was supposed to be Hillary that ended it. Well, Joe Biden is set in 2024 to sign us up for something called the UN ARCOM and Agenda at the Summit for the Futures at the United Nations. I don't know if all of you saw the Pan Am experiment that looked like Hunger Games a few weeks ago at the United Nations, where they called up the Clintons again, the Clinton Global Initiative, back on the scene as if they've done nothing wrong for decades. And here we are, Agenda 2030. Please look it up. It is not what it seems. It is the end of freedom, sovereignty, liberty, and you to decide how you will live your future and how your children will live their futures. And so I ask everyone to please look all that up. I want to say that we have to stop blaming each other. I have a... Everyone that watches me knows I have a book coming out. I have a solution, I think. I have a book coming out called Americans Anonymous. It's based on my own lifelong admiration and serious gratitude to recovery programs such as AA and other ones, because I think America needs a straight-up intervention. I feel like our country right now has hit rock bottom. And my thesis is that you, as an American citizen, I have shirked my responsibility and not paid attention to my duty as a citizen of the United States of America, and therefore my country has become unmanageable. And I lay out a lot of ways that we can turn that around. First and foremost is, please start meeting together in small groups like Neighborhood Watch. Do what you can, inform people. Leave your party affiliation and your ego at the door. Go in there with humility, with grace. Know that there is a power greater than yourselves that can solve what is going on in this nation and the world, but you have to give yourselves over to that. Find your friends, find people you don't know, start finding local solutions. And I'll end with some of those local solutions. So if I was running one of those groups, first thing I would do is I would know every single elected official in my town, in my county. I would have an oversight commission. The Americans Anonymous should be the American Citizen Oversight Commission of our local, state, and national governments. And that would entail also knowing who and what is happening in your own community and your town. That would also mean that you would look up whose contracts have been signed by whom? Who funded the people that are in office? What are their backgrounds? Are you having smart technologies, smart meters forced on your communities right now? Because they're coming from the World Economic Forum Public-Private Partnership Agenda 2030. And I will tell you who has the Agenda 2030 laid out. It would be all the people that were on the black slide, which you can find on the resource page of the Mel Kay Show under Reawaken Tour. But also, there is an Agenda 2030 in almost every city, almost every state, and almost every community around. And they are all tied to the 17 Sustainable Development Goals because the World Economic Forum didn't start with the young global leaders. They started with the locals. So you have been infiltrated for about 20 years. A lot of these people are also socialists and communists in their minds. They don't yet realize that the useful idiots that they are, they will be deleted first. Another few things you can do is you can also make sure that you get involved now in the primaries and all of that, and on a grand scale start filing lawsuits, pushing FOIA requests. Transparency is key. I believe going forward, we can do many things in D.C., and three of them are make sure that everyone that is elected to any position is audited every 2 years along with their family members. I think that if you are being funded and your salary is coming from the taxpayers, we should know if you are trading our taxpayer dollars for yourself. Are you making yourselves rich? We should also have full transparency on all of our elected officials, who they meet with, what lobbyists they have dinner with, where they go, what PACs they take money from, and who writes their bills. Okay, because we got a bunch of think tanks and NGOs out there, and lobbying should be totally illegal. It is legalized bribery, and they have more power than any one of us. And on top of that, all I say is, please do what you can in your communities to reach out to people, find like-minded folks, stop being a Republican or Democrat, stop being left or right, just be right or wrong. Be right. And that is where we are. I wanted to say there's a lot of threats out there. I could talk for 3 hours, but I am under a lot of attack. Every single person that stands on this stage has endless hit pieces, totally bogus videos made about us. We are demonized. We love you. We love this country. It is okay that I or Clay or anyone that stands up here is attacked by the worst people in the world because we know what they're doing. They're deceiving you. They are leading us into a globalist dystopia. And I want to encourage everyone to do your own thing. Find your gift from God. Start a blog. Start a text thing. Go do anything you can. It is God's world. God has a spark in every single one of you. He expects you to use it now. And I will end on a hero of mine who really inspired me along the way. I was lucky to meet him once before his untimely death, and I think he should be a hero to everyone that speaks truth and demands transparency and wants to save this nation. And his name was Andrew Breitbart, and he said this: walk towards the fire. Don't worry what they call you. All those things they said about you are because they want to stop you in your tracks. But if you keep going, you're sending a message to the people who are rooting for you, who are agreeing with you. That message is that they too can do it. So please stand up and may God bless America, and someday they will look back on every one of you. They will look back on everyone on this stage, and they will know that in a time of creeping tyranny and in a time of crisis, we stood up and we saved this nation. Thank you so much.
All right, one more time, let's hear for Mel Kay.
On December 15th and 16th, the Reawaken America Tour heads 30 miles south of Fresno, California, which is only a brief 23-hour and 15-minute drive away from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to beautiful Tulare, California, to the majestic International Agri Center. Because you know what they say, Christmas in Tulare is hilarious. Yes, 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 and yes. On December 15th and 16th, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Devin Nunes, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Simone Gold, Laura Trump, Mike Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Jim Brewer, and Team America take the Reawaken America Tour into beautiful Tulare, California. And with 70-plus speakers over a two-day event, this incredible December 15th and 16th Reawaken America Tour is going to blow your mind. And did I mention that Mel Kay Julie Green and Amanda Grace will be up in the place? Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation. And that is why we're taking the Reawaken America tour into Tulare, California on December 15th and 16th.
What?
Yes. Tulare, California is a real place.
And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hodson-Piller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because, although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or Hamilton, or
this is probably Pitt. Not the right conference for you.
Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-01. 02. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-01-02. That's 918-851-01-02.
Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what. Be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K. Gold or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.